Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are blessed, well, and in perfect health and spirits. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. A good, healthy tree cannot bear bad, worthless fruit, nor can a bad, diseased tree bear excellent fruit, worthy of admiration. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, you will fully know them by their fruit. Matthew 7, 18 and 20. When you look at a piece of fruit that's expired, that's not any good, they all tend to have their own distinguished look. An apple can be dried out to the core, dark, a strawberry and blueberries can have fuzz, mildew all over it. Oranges, you don't even really understand if they're bad or not until you open them. Same as a watermelon. Sometimes the watermelon can sit for so long that it'll seep out and start to smell, and you won't know until you move the watermelon that it's bad. Playing so many different lives walking on the earth today. So many different. Some you know automatically, they're not good. You can look and you can see the mildew just coming from their spirit, their energy is just off from walking up to them. But some, you get to know them and they may appear to be good for you. And then as you dig deeper, you find out that they're rotten to the core. Don't let that be you today. And watch out for those who are walking as bad fruit. Examine. Have discernment both to your heart and to others' heart. Ask God to continue to search your heart, search you to make sure that that is not you, the one that's looking to be good, but when you get into the core, it's all bad. That is not of God. The word says you should know them by their fruit, and their fruit is love, forgiveness, joy, forbearance, all the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's who God is. That's who he is, and that's the spirit that he wants to dwell in each and every one of us. So today I ask that you would examine. So when you go to the produce department, you pick up fruit and you shake it or you look at it or you turn it around and make sure that it's good or even that if it's going to last when you get it home. Examine. Examine yourself. Examine others. So when people see you or when they see them, they should know them. Are you by your fruit? Father God, thank you for waking us up today and breathing life into us, Lord God. Thank you for your love, for your mercy and your grace and your favor that continues to pour into our lives. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing. I pray that you would continue to nurture us, Lord God. Water us, our fruits, our plant. Continue to make sure that we're growing beautifully, that we're growing so that we may please you and glorify your heart, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to shine up our leaves, Lord God, and build up our branches, Lord God, so that we may be strong and mighty men and women of God as we move forward in this life, Lord God, and when others see us, they see you, Lord God. They'll know our fruit, and they'll know that we are the child of the Most High. Father God, we just thank you, and ask that you would just continue to cover us, keep us, fill us, heal us, forgive us, favor us, bless us, love us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. It is in Jesus' name we humbly pray and give you all the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great. Examine those fruits, yours and theirs, and have an amazing day. I love you.